When I was a teacher, a lot of my students became interested in birds. Maybe it was because I reprieved a class from taking a math test one day when there was a great hawk migration. We went out and counted and graphed the flight instead. Maybe it was because we took walks and found really cool birds the kids had never known were right there in their own neighborhood. I'm sure many of the kids were less interested than they wanted me to know, but many years later I still hear from a few, and at least some are still paying attention to the birds in their lives. But not one of my own three children is a birder. I don't know if birding is too wrapped up in their definition of me, so that they'd feel like they were competing with me or intruding into my personal territory, or if they simply wanted to carve out their own unique niches. They all care about birds and enjoy seeing birds that capture their attention, but they'd never take the time or effort to seek birds out and usually don't care what species the bird is. So I clearly have a mixed track record as a birding mentor. I think what made me effective as a teacher is partly that I was a new birder at the time, filled with enthusiasm and indefatigable zeal, which can be pretty contagious. And the newness of birding helped me in another way. Even though I knew a lot, I still felt like a learner, not a teacher. That kept me completely open to what the kids were seeing. I didn't arrogantly dismiss them when they claimed to have seen an unlikely bird, but was more curious about how they knew it was that one and not any similar species. Once, when I took a class birding, a boy yelled out, "Look, a prothonotary warbler!" I'd never seen a prothonotary warbler in that park. We were north of where they were normally found in Wisconsin, and the habitat seemed wrong. It was spring migration, and I'd seen plenty of rarities there myself, but when I looked in the tree, the only bird I saw was a yellow warbler, the sunlight giving it a golden cast. It was in a different part of the tree from where he'd seen his bird, but when I gently asked if the early morning sun might have given this yellow warbler the glow of a prothonotary, he looked utterly crestfallen. I could hear him mutter, "But I was so sure." Fortunately, at that moment, from right across the trail, the sweet, sweet, sweet song of a prothonotary warbler rang out, and there it was. We were both delighted, and he must have felt a special triumph at showing me something instead of it always being the other way around. Some kids got so excited and involved that they started going out on their own on weekends and then running into my room first thing Monday morning to tell me what they'd seen. When they'd talk about a semi-palmated plover or a red-headed woodpecker they'd identified, I didn't put on my teacher's hat and ask pointed questions. I just let them pour out stories about where they were and what each bird was doing and how beautiful or cool it looked. These exchanges had nothing to do with me trying to get them to grow more competent or them trying to prove how competent they were. We were simply swapping stories, and that made them ever more eager to have more stories to swap. I think that's the key to successful mentoring, be it in birding or any other area of life. The mentor's job isn't to teach every nuance of a subject or to serve as the final arbiter in evaluating a student's growth, but simply to provide opportunities and a receptive outlet so the student can learn to trust his or her own eyes and judgment. That's easiest when the mentor is most deeply conscious of all the different ways of looking at and appreciating a subject. It may be the job of a teacher to lead students down a particular path and test and evaluate their progress, but it's the job of a mentor to give the kids the inspiration and the tools to blaze their very own trails. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.